By the use of his occult powers, Frank Chandler frees Betty and Bob from the hypnotic influence of Zindion, the sorcerer, and takes them from the cave to the camp on the beach. As he is about to return to the cave to attempt the rescue of Nadia, a psychic summons is heard, and the yogi's voice tells Chandler to awaken the boy who sleeps in the inner room. He adds that if Chandler uses his knowledge wisely, the boy will speak to him in the voice of Andra. The present act opens a few minutes later in the cave.
Chandu, the magician.
I bow before the altar of the great goddess Umasti. The unbelievers who entered the cave have been driven forth under the scorn of the goddess. Let the spirit of the cat goddess help me until the work of the goddess is finished, that I may dwell in her sight. Yandu!
Yes, Vinyan. You didn't think you'd really driven me out, did you?
The anger of the goddess will consume thee. Thou shalt be burned in the fire of her wrath. Nati will not depart from the cave with thee.
What would you say if I told you I haven't come back for Nati?
It matters not why thou hast returned to the cave. Thou canst not see the island of Flora, nor canst any of those thou callest thine. And before help shall arrive, thou shalt die upon the altar of Ubasti. Wait! Wait! I will come with thee.
Don't trouble yourself. I know the way now.
Thou hast not yet seen the tribal priest.
No, but that can wait.
Thou canst not enter the room guarded by the seal of Solomon.
No, but I didn't enter the room to wake up the boy who is lying in there asleep.
Thou canst not awake him. I, Vinyan, say it shall not be.
And I say it shall.
Often and often have I heard the words, you shall see what it means to oppose Chandu.
Yes, and now you shall see. I'm going to wake him up.
You think it is Andra who lies within the same?
It doesn't matter who he is, nor how long he has been asleep. He will answer my voice.
But the seal of Solomon!
Oh, you're quite right that I cannot enter that room with the seal of Solomon over the door. Although I'd like to know how you came into possession of that knowledge.
I call upon the goddess of Basti and all the secrets of the black arts to protect the sleep of him who lies within the veil.
I thought so. All this talk of yours about Lemuria is just for blind.
No, no. This is the sacred place of Lemuria.
Perhaps. But you, how Andra's father tolerated you in his household all those years, is more than I can understand.
I call upon the Prince of Darkness. I call upon the black spirit who rides the wind. In the name of the spirit that lives in the ring of Solomon, I defy the one who would awake the sleeper.
In the name of the three times three, by the power of the secrets of the East, I command the sleeper to awake. I call upon the name of Amun-Rada, priest of the temple of ancient Egypt, and I say unto you, awake, 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 and come to me from the room in which you are guarded by the seal of Solomon. Stay where you are, Vinyan. You are without power to move or speak, and the words spoken to me by the one who awakes shall not reach your ears. You shall not hear them.
Amun-Rada. Amun-Rada.
True. Come with me. Sit here.
Amun-Rada.
You ought to speak to me. Amun-Rada has commanded it.
Who are you?
One who knows the secrets of the East. You ought to speak to me in the voice of him we call Andra.
That is not my name.
Never mind. I'm to ask you some questions, and you're to explain.
Amun-Rada, possesses the wisdom of the East and West.
Yes. Remember, because Amenrada has commanded it, you are to answer my question.
What is it you would like to know?
Is it written that in the days to come, you are to live again as Andra?
I am a prince of Egypt, and I am not to die. Amenrada has mastered the secrets which make it possible.
But you have lived before?
Yes. Before, I was a prince of Lemuria. And it is written that when many thousands of years shall pass, Lemuria shall rise again from the sea, and her people shall be summoned to return, and my sister and I shall rule as in the days that are gone.
What is your sister's name?
But the names of those who ruled in ancient Lemuria are to be secret until the time for their return.
You have learned many things. You speak of the future as if it were known to you.
Because I know the secrets of Egypt, time is my servant.
Can you tell me what year this is?
You speak strangely, and perhaps you will not understand. But it is written that when 5,000 years have passed, there shall be born one who will change the ways of all the world.
5,000 years before Christ. And still you speak of Lemuria ancient.
As years on earth are known, Lemuria sank beneath the sea uncounted hundreds of years ago.
This is incredible. Is it true your sister is known in Egypt as Naji?
It is true. And this name, it is written, she shall bear until she returns to join me in governing the new Lemuria. But there are evil forces at work about my sister. And in this cave, someone is here who plans to harm her, to kill her perhaps. We are not alone.
Yes, we are for the moment. And I have an important message for you. Don't you remember? Don't you remember?
Yes, I am to answer your questions about Naji.
Yes. The message comes from one who has long been teaching me the secrets of the 3x3.
Ah, then I will tell you that even if you are able to free my sister from the evil spell which overhangs this cave, she will not be free.
So these people are not Lemurians after all?
I see no people.
No, they are not in this room. But there are people here, and I believe they are the ones you think are trying to harm Naji.
But if I am not here, you will protect my sister? You are Amenrada's friend?
Not his friend. Only the bearer of a message from him. But I promise you I'll protect your sister if you are not here.
If you can free Naji from the black magic which holds her in this cave and take her to Surabaya, you will find the answer to many questions. And you will find also great troubles. And my sister must endure a time of suffering when the sky will be black and her knowledge will fail.
Perhaps this has already occurred. Perhaps you are remembering something which has already happened.
No, but it is written that I am not to be with Naji. It is my fate to fail her when she needs my protection. And this must always be. For countless lifetimes shall come and go, and the years unfold themselves until man shall lose their reckoning.
You're strangely wise for a boy.
The wisdom is not mine, but that which I have learned from Amenrada and the great teachers of Egypt.
Then you remember when you lived in Lemuria?
Sometimes it is given to me to see these things, and to look upon the face of one who is destined to be my friend and the friend of my sister throughout the ages.
Does Naji remember these things too?
I do not know. Is it true that for years I have been asleep? So time has passed above my head like water?
Yes.
Then am I to sleep again?
Yes. Naji told me, only today.
And am I to see my sister? Is she here?
She is here, and I will bring her to you.
Oh.
You must not be surprised if she appears strange,
or is dressed in the manner of another day.
Then she is living while I have been asleep.
Yes.
You will bring her here?
Yes, if I may.
Vinja. Vinja. Tell me where Marty is. May the green fire of the cat brothers consume the Chandu.
Silence. Where is Marty?
Thou knowest where she has gone.
What? Oh. Why, she stepped inside that passageway when my sister came here. It's closed. I can open it. It slid down. Something happened to it.
And Nagi is inside the passageway, and I have closed the only way of escape. If she is not released, she will die, for there is no air within.
Let her out. I'll show me how to open it.
No. This time I tell thee I have defeated thee, Chandu. And I say unto thee, I will not release Nagi unless thou shalt depart from the cave.